Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The love God has shown to fallen man is beyond our comprehension. We are all sinners. We so often rebel against His divine will. Yet He loved us enough to send His Son into the world to die for our sins. The Apostle John explains, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." 1 John 4:9-10. Please take note of the application of the great truth that God loved us enough to send Christ into the world to die that we might be saved. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4:11. Our brief lesson today will focus on our obligation to love one another. John uses the word "if" in the verse I read to you. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. The word "if" in the English language suggests doubt, but that is not true of its use in the Greek. It is a condition of the first class and assumes the statement to be true. The word probably should be translated "since." An expanded translation would read, "Since God loved us to the extent of sending His Son to die for us, how can we fail to love one another? How can I not love the persons God loves?" Pagan people in apostolic times were amazed at the great love Christians had for one another. Do modern Christians show the same love for fellow Christians? John says Christians ought to love one another. The word "ought" suggests duty or obligation. Please listen to a few verses that use the word "ought." "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." Ephesians 5:28. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." Hebrews 5:12. "He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." 1 John 2:6. Incidentally, if we have an obligation to do anything, we are not saved by grace alone through faith alone. I am aware of our imprecise use of the word "love." So what does it really mean to love one another? Does it mean we ought to express in words our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Verbal expressions of love are important, but they are not adequate. The Apostle John wrote, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." 1 John 3:18. John does not forbid our telling each other of our love, but he wants us to know that we must go beyond just speaking of our love. Husbands ought to tell their wives of their love for them. But if they do not show by deeds how much they love them, the wives will have cause for doubting their words. We must love in deed and in truth. Loving others means seeking their welfare. James was speaking of faith in the following example, but what he writes also applies to love. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' notwithstanding you do not give them those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit?" James 2:15-16. "If you say to a hungry brother, 'I really love you,' but do not supply his needs, is that genuine love?" No New Testament book of comparable length has so much to say about loving our brothers as does the little book of 1 John. Please listen to John. "But whoso has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of God dwell in him?" 1 John 3:17. Paul writes, "Love is kind, does not seek her own." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.